This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
For the next few minutes, we're going to be in the company of Dr. Peter Hammond, the founder of Frontline Fellowship, the Reformation Society, Africa Christian Action, and the William Carey Bible Institute. Good morning, Dr. Hammond.
Good morning, Brad. As Christians, we should be resisting the New World disorder. Confronted as we are by the deception in so much of the news media and distraction and defilement in the so-called entertainment industry, by indoctrination in what are meant to be educational institutions, and intimidation by politicians and their bureaucratic bullies, not to mention the rise of the thought police, as seen, for example, in the lockdown lunacy, the masquerade madness, pandemic panic paranoia, and the propaganda salvation by vaccination COVID cult. How are we to respond? Well, Jeremiah 9 verse 5 says, everyone will deceive his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. They weary themselves to commit iniquity. We're also told in Ephesians 6, to take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. We need to stand for biblical principles and resist the new world disorder and the tide of tyranny that's sweeping all over the world. In this age of indoctrination and intimidation, it's essential that we respond with resistance. We need to know what we believe. We need to know why we believe it, and we need to know how to defend an argument. We must fear God alone, not man. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we must not bow and we must not bend to the idols of this world. The God whom we serve is able to save us, and he will. But even if he does not, we will not bow to their idols, nor will we serve their agenda. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. The first and the most important step of resistance, in my mind, is to disconnect from the world's depressing disinformation and distraction. To switch off and unplug your television and cancel that DSTV and Netflix subscription, to refuse to listen to their lies. In Psalm 101 verse 7, we read, he who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. We need to boycott blasphemy, and we need to delete defilement. Much of what is called entertainment, particularly from the blasphemous idol factory at Hollywood, is little more than spiritual pollution. We must boycott the blasphemous and delete what defiles. Refuse exploitation in the name of entertainment. Revelation 18 verse 4 says, come out from her, my people, lest you share in her sins, lest you receive of her plagues. So much of what is called the mainstream media has actually become lamestream, dealing more in deception and disinformation than truth. Whenever you see a major news story, one needs to look around and see what's the real story they're trying to distract you from. Far from reporting without fear or favor, the anti-Christian, pro-abortion, pro-perversion agenda of Slime Magazine, Newspeak, Useless News and World Report, the Communist News Network, the Bolshevik Broadcasting Corporation, the Sunday Crimes, they read more like propaganda, distraction, and deception. Proverbs 30 verse 8 says, remove falsehood and lies, far from me. So we need to refuse to participate in the lies of the world. The simple step of a courageous individual, said Alexander Solzhenitsyn, is not to take part in the lie. The lie is the pillar of the state. One word of truth can outweigh all the world. You can resolve to live your life with integrity. Let your credo be, let the lie come into the world, but not through me. And Solzhenitsyn later testified that the fall of the Soviet Union began with the Soviet citizens refusing to believe the lie, refusing to applaud the lie, refusing to repeat the lie. And we can refuse to allow our children to be indoctrinated in the state indoctrination gulags. What the world calls education, in far too many cases, has been distorted into indoctrination. Education teaches you how to think critically. Indoctrination teaches you what to think. And state schools have increasingly become more like indoctrination gulags indoctrinating children, giving them fear instead of faith, and promoting masquerade over meaningful education. Professor Martin Luther declared over 500 years ago, "I'm much afraid that schools will prove to be wide gates to hell unless they diligently labor in explaining the Holy Scriptures, engraving them on the hearts of youth. I advise no one to place his child where the Scriptures do not reign paramount. Every institution in which men are not constantly occupied with the Word of God must become corrupt." So warned Professor Luther over 500 years ago. In Colossians 2, verse 8, we read, "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of this world, and not according to Christ." I believe we should distrust big tech, big pharma, big business, big governments, and certainly big media. The globalist agenda advances communist goals, eroding freedoms and centralizing power in big government. As 2 Peter 2 verse 19 says, "While they promise them freedom, they themselves are slaves of corruption." And that we certainly see. The anti-Christian media is promoting so much anti-family, anti-life, anti-Christian agendas. We need to stand for faith and freedom in this time of apostasy, in this time of tyranny. Disconnect from New World Order's indoctrination, disinformation, distraction, and defilement industries. Resist censorship. Refuse to take part in their masquerade madness. Instead, we need to support decentralization, the free market, big families. We need to invest in Bibles and freedom, in real history, in homes, family, and faith. Mm-hmm. "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom," declares 2 Corinthians 3:17. And reading is an act of resistance in the landscape of deception and distraction. Resistance begins with reading. We need to invest in the mind. Readers make leaders. Reading Christian is a growing Christian. We can build libraries with excellent Christian books that lay solid foundations for biblical reformation. Ephesians 5:15 says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." The founder of the modern communist movement, Karl Marx, declared, "The first battlefield is the rewriting of history." And his disciples have been super busy. We need to resist the cancel culture. The Marxist revolution seeks to distort and destroy our Christian heritage. So learning real history is a major step forward in real resistance to the new world disorder for the powers that should not be. And so we should read books like What If Jesus Had Never Been Born by Dr. James Kendi, Victorious Christians Who Changed the World, The Greatest Century of Missions, The Greatest Century of Reformation, Sketches from South African History. These and other books are focusing on the biographies of people who actually helped build Christian civilization as opposed to the ones who are breaking it down. These sort of books are available from Christian Liberty Books, for example, which specializes in the non-mainstream books. 1 Corinthians 10 says, "Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written out for our admonition." So instead of big government, we should support big families. We should respond to revolution with resistance and reformation. Rather than subjecting our children to the world's indoctrination, we need to invest in them and in our grandchildren through Christian schools and through home education. And by supporting good Christian home-based education curricula, it's one of the most important strategic influential steps for faith and freedom which anyone can take, laying foundations for the future. In Deuteronomy 6, verse 6, we read, "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and to your children's children." In an age of secular, humanist, Marxist, anti-Christian revolution and the promotion of perversion, one of the most effective, lasting acts of resistance we can take is to marry a God-fearing spouse and have many children. Bring them up in the love and the fear of the Lord. All this will have a deep and eternal impact. And it's a disturbing thing that at this moment, we've got more single people than ever before in history. There's more single people than are married people right now, which is very unhealthy. It's disastrous for the future. We must invest in the future. We must invest in families. Know that the Lord, He is God. He is the faithful God. He keeps covenant and mercy to a thousand generations of those who love Him and keep His commandments. That's Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. And so we may need to refuse to be deceived and refuse to be distracted by the disinformation industry of the New World Disorder. We should support alternative Christian media like Radio Pulpit and Joy Magazine and podcasts and websites and mailing lists and social media platforms which stand for faith and freedom. The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of the fools feeds on folly. Proverbs 15 verse 14. So the great acts of resistance is be straight, get married, bring up your children in love and the fear of the Lord. And victory is assured, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.